Triple M's Rush Hour Catch-Up Podcast. The whole show, everything sport. It's all here. Want it all? Have it all. On Foxtel. Call Foxtel on 131 787 or search Foxtel.
5, 4, 3, 2...
Assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
You just sat back and admired your own work.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Any chance you can do something over there?
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listen to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Oh, Friday. Why wouldn't you feel good? 29 degrees.
Oh, no.
I reckon it's going to strike outside. And, of course, Friday night football charging at you.
Yep.
Your mob up against the Collingwood Football Club at the Triple MCG.
Huge game, Jimmy. Oh, there'll be 85,000 there and a better game than last night.
We'll get to that in just a sec. But big stars come in, including... Yep. Triple M Footy's brand new signing, Bernard Vince.
Bernard!
Our man, Bernard!
Do you know he just won another premiership in cricket, Jim?
I'm going to find out about that. What's wrong with him? Why is he still playing that game? But also, brand new addition, he and beautiful Ab. So we'll find out about that as well. And then second hour, Sam Taunton wanders in.
Sam.
Very funny young man. Speaking of, and good sportsman too. Former scratch golfer as a kid.
Yeah.
Sam, so looking forward to that. And then, Bill, a brag artist we bring back for the first time in 2019 on a Friday.
And on a good note. A happy, cheerful.
That's it, Bill.
Then we steam out here at 4, couple of frothies, and watch the Cats beat Collingwood.
You might do that, Bill. I've actually got to work. But nice to see you, Fat.
Nice to see you too, Skinny, and the listeners, and you, Rabs.
Making their way into the shower area, I should say, and toilet block, I assume. I'm busting for a leak, Mr. Boys.
Have a listen to Chewer.
Whispering Chew.
Whispering Chewer. What Jim. The hell?
Did you watch last night, Jimmy boy?
I did. And very, very sad to see Alex Rance, one of the best players in the comp. There's no question of that. And we've seen the last of him for this year. Yeah. So our thoughts are with him.
We are.
And, of course, his old man, Murray, romance, great family. We hope he goes all right.
He is the best defender in the comp.
No doubt.
This is a big, big story, of course, Jim. All Australian 5 years in a row. I looked up the most consecutive games at Richmond. Guess who had it?
Who?
Alex Rance. 64 he'd played in a row. So he's out for the year. That is a big story. And all the best to him.
And, yeah, we obviously wish him well. Yeah. He's going to have a knee reconstruction and all the rest of it. The thing about it, Bill, and we have said this a lot over the journey, is, Richmond fans can either agree with it or not, but they have been extraordinarily smooched on the old bell end when it comes to injury. They have had 2 years of not one.
Not one.
Not one that's mattered. They've almost had a full team to pick from for 44 straight games. So, Bill.
Richo said it last night,
didn't he? Always eventually going to catch up with them.
The big four.
You can't keep going like that.
Richo said that last night, Jim.
But they've still got a wonderful list, and they were good enough to beat the Blues, who adjusted mid-game.
They were
after
the first quarter.
Horrible first quarter, but after that they adjusted and got themselves back into it.
There's some green shoots there, Jim.
I'll tell you what I noticed,
Sam Walsh was good. Good to see. Setterfield, he can play. Nick Newman's a good player.
I'll tell you what I noticed, Bill, now that we've gone from the JLT onto the bigger ground at the MCG, there's some space.
Space.
Boys have got some room to move.
In the middle.
Bloody hell.
You're waiting for some like the crash in.
Pinging around everywhere.
And it's interesting because the wings don't really come in, do they? They hang out there.
Exactly. So, it was good to watch. I liked it. I love players, especially of that quality, having room, because when you give them room, good stuff happens.
And Tom Lynch will only get better. I know he kicked three goals, only had four kicks, but he dropped some of those marks where he was just going to go bang.
That's
so he'll get better. Yep. Bit of other news. Alan Richardson, St Kilda coach, says Dan Hannabry's hamstring has to be rebuilt.
Wow.
Now, that's not good, Jim.
No.
That's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks.
Yep.
And they've already got who? Carlisle, McCartan.
Yep.
And
You said Jack Stephen's going to come back and play.
He'll play.
They have had issues going into round one.
Yeah.
Robertson.
Robertson's the other one. So they've had some big issues there. Collingwood are now the flag favourites, Jim.
Flag
favourites.
Yes.
Premiership favourites. Shut up, Bernie. Premiership favourites after Rance going down.
Right.
And I can just tell you one more thing.
Yes.
And write this down. I'll give you time to get a pen and a pad.
Yes.
Right. All roads lead to G-Town.
G-Town.
I don't know if you read the front of the Herald Sun today.
No.
Look at this, Jim.
I didn't.
From slow-mo. It said PM's $2 billion fast rail plan linking Melbourne and Geelong. You can get to G-Town now, 30 minutes.
Now? Or when it's completed?
Well, it might take a while.
I reckon it'll probably take a while.
30 minutes, Jim. And then you'll be at GMHBA Stadium with the lights in about 40. How good?
Why would you do that?
Because.
What's the incentive for doing that?
The second biggest city in Victoria, soon to be the biggest.
Oh,
going to be biggest
now. Eclipse Melbourne, you reckon?
Well, Melbourne will be a suburb.
Give me one reason why I'd spend my hard-earned getting onto a fast train to Geelong.
GMHBA Stadium, Packington Street.
Packington Street.
Schools, hospitals. What else do you want?
You haven't got either of them because you spend all your money building stands that no one sits in.
Actually, yes. We're about to know. We've got plenty of hospitals, plenty of schools. Yes. We've got everything you
everything.
Want.
Everything.
Right. Everything. And beach down the road, Jim. So let me tell you, if you want to save your money for a bit longer, I'll tell you when to buy because it's all dropping off. We know that, Jim. I'll give you old barefoot Brownless here.
Well, I am looking forward to tonight and seeing if your mob, what are they going to bring against a very good opponent?
I told you, starts with I.
All right. Now, we got an opener for our man?
No, we don't have an opener for Benny.
What, after winning best and fairest at Adelaide,
yep.
Then a best and fairest at Melbourne. I'm one of only seven players in the history of the game
talk
to do
to Jilly,
that.
Talk to
we haven't
talk
got an
Manny.
Opener for Bernard Vince.
You can make him one. But...
Oh, well, Bern, that flattened us off.
Oh, has it?
Welcome to
of
you.
A bit of an afterthought. I'll tell you what, I've learned a bit from Bill, just the geography of Geelong, where to buy, Lara.
Told you.
Bowen Heads.
You're in the real estate game.
Yeah, not out there, too. It's... A bit dodgy out that way.
No, don't be like that.
No,
Bernard.
Good out there, Bill. Hey, Bernard.
Vince.
I found an old one. Do you want to run
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, let's go.
For an irresistible taste you can't say no to, grab some CC's. Australia's favourite corn chips. Just say CC's.
Gives it to Bernie Vince, who sets sail from downtown. Bernard!
Yeah, that's...
A massive, great, big 60-metre banger.
Oh, 60 metres.
That's it,
Jim.
Bernard. That's better.
Yeah,
now you're feeling like getting
home,
stuck in.
Yeah, exactly thanks.
Right. And welcome to Triple M Footy.
Exactly
yes.
Right.
Back where I should be, where I started.
Nice.
What are you going to be doing on the M's?
Yeah, so doing some special comments stuff and I think about 15 or 16 games throughout the year and six or seven of them are in Adelaide and tying in the Dead Set Legends show Saturday mornings with a few boys over there. So that'll be good fun leading into the Saturday either Arvo or night game. So that'll be pretty exciting and I'm pumped to be back on board.
Well done, Bert.
And you've had a bit going on in the world. Your beautiful wife, Abby, delivered Harvey Timothy, 5 weeks ago?
Yeah, it'll be 5 weeks on Monday. So time has flown. Little Harvey's been a little champ. He's kept us up a bit at times and tested us, but it's all worth it in the end, mate. When it's your own, it's a little bit different, isn't it, Bill?
Oh, bloody oath. Don't worry about that. That was a while ago now. I've forgotten. I might have to go again. But Harvey.
I strongly suggest
go
you
to
don't.
Where? Too long.
Just find a little 25-year-old and just settle down.
I strongly
down.
Suggest that doesn't
settle
happen.
Settle down. And
what, one of your eight PAs out there you just introduced me to.
You can't cope with the load at the minute, let alone adding to it.
At me, at he's 21st or she's 21st, I'll be 75.
Oh, imagine
dead.
That.
Hey, Bernard, Harvey, because we know Timothy, of course, after your dad, who's a champ.
Yep.
Where do we get Harvey?
Harvey was just a name we liked come across. We actually holidayed up the east coast of Australia in the
Harvey
off-season.
Bay.
Went to Harvey Bay. Spelled. Yeah. Spelled a bit differently. Can you pick up the different spelling, Bill, in Harvey Bay compared to Harvey?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, you can.
What is it, Bill?
H-E-R.
Yes, good, Bill. Good.
Yeah,
that's your first test. Well done.
Yes.
No, we just liked it, mate, and went with it. And obviously, Timothy being my dad's name, he was very chuffed.
Yeah. How's Timmy going, all right?
Yeah, he's going all right.
Yeah?
He's always battling, if you ask him.
Yeah.
But he's going all right, mate. He's
going to those clubs in Adelaide.
Living the dream. No, he only goes when you get over there, Bill, and he likes to keep away from you.
I don't blame him either.
Pulled down up the seat right at the end of the walkway.
The runway,
we'll call it a catwalk.
The Air Peninsula?
Yep. York Peninsula,
down the bottom.
Stansbury, yep.
Yes.
So,
and guess what happened at Sansbury last week? End.
Yeah, it's got a T in it, Bill. Stansbury, but yep, we'll go with that. We won a cricket premiership last weekend. So
that's, how many is that now,
that's,
Bernard?
For me, that's nine. Nine winning
nine.
Ones. So I've been able to manage and juggle my way through qualifying through my footy career. And this year was a bit tough too, being in Melbourne, but got back and qualified and... came out and got the chocolates on the day.
So how many did we make or who?
Didn't have to actually bat. I batted, I was coming in number six and we bowled them out for not many. So just over 100, I think. So we passed them two or three down. So.
My young bloke plays in a granny tomorrow, actually, down in Main Ridge. And he's trying to get me to come back and play a game with him. Look, because George is 14 and he's early 20s. So he wants me to play next year with the two sons.
That'd be good.
And I borrowed a line from our great mate, Sam Newman.
Oh, yeah.
I said, not if it rid the world of cancer am I ever playing the game of cricket again.
Jeez, that's
play
harsh.
With your kids.
Never,
mate, play
ever.
With kids, mate. I played in, I reckon I played
I don't care
in.
If I got 14 kids playing. I'm not playing.
Jim, the kids would love it.
No.
And you'd probably like it.
No.
It creates that special bond. Jeez, me and Dad played in five together.
No. No. It's simple. I wouldn't be able to walk for 2 weeks for a start.
Well, oh, no. But that is good. Nine premiership. That is unbelievable.
Nine, yeah.
It?
So we didn't win one for 54 years either. So we were like the laughing stock. Jeez. And then all of a sudden we got to about 16, 17, a bit bigger and stronger.
You keep the pants on, Bernard? Because you have had a couple of celebrations where the trolleys have come off.
Yeah, I know. I've had a few issues on premiership weekends. But no, I was pretty well behaved, I think.
Good.
For most of it.
No, you weren't. What? Because.
Who have you been talking to?
Well, you had a wedding the next day.
I did have a wedding.
Well, you're going to get to that next.
A surprise wedding.
Get to that next. It's a tease, with Bernie Vince.
Bernie Vince in the studio.
Bernie Vince.
Now, you had your grand final in the cricket and had a win, and then you must have celebrated pretty hard because the next day, am I right in saying Texan, your best mate, got married?
Yes, he did.
And you weren't able to get there on time.
I couldn't. I wasn't allowed to drive, according to the law, the next morning.
Why is that?
Well, I was still over, Bill.
I don't want to break the law.
But
so.
You know your best mate's wedding, surprise wedding.
Yeah, surprise. How do you know I knew?
You knew. the next day. So you'd reckon you'd look after
it was
yourself.
A bit. I didn't really look up where it was. It's a bit further away than what I thought. I thought it was at the base of the foothills. It was deep.
So you're in Stansbury.
Dad had to drive me back, drove me back, got changed and headed up there. And I got a couple of phone calls from Texas.
He knew
I was going to be late anyway.
You were 2 hours
He told me an hour before I had to be there anyway, just to make sure I was there, and I still managed to be late.
Was it in the Adelaide Hills? Where was it?
I don't know. I forget now.
It was Adelaide Hills.
Up there somewhere.
So Adelaide Hills.
Past Mount Lofty, and that was deep. Deep.
So what happened? So
lots of trees.
So did they wait for you?
They were just finishing the actual ceremony bit when they say I do, when I got there. I was locked out as well. There's big gates at the front. It was pretty secluded.
And you were the best man or?
Well, he didn't really have one. We couldn't have one.
You're in the car. Oh, no. Fairly.
Marble Hill,
that's it.
Where is that?
I
had a house in the Adelaide Hills. I'd have never heard of Marble Hill.
That's what I mean. You asked me where it is, Marble Hill.
It's on Green Hill Road.
Marble Hill. It's not just that. I thought, maybe I looked that up. I thought, it's just at the top of Green Hill Road.
Yep.
I'll tell you what, I was getting it close to New South Wales.
So was it a surprise? But the people who came along, they didn't know.
So it was meant to be their engagement party that night, 6 o'clock in the city. And they decided that they were going to have a surprise wedding earlier. So it was sort of, let's say 1 o'clock, their wedding. And anyway, they got married about 2 o'clock when I got there.
Yeah.
And so they surprised us, just close family and friends. So it's about probably 25 or 30 at the wedding. Mm-hmm. And then they sort of bust it back down. Took us an hour to get back to the city. That's telling you how far it was away. Anyway, they rocked into the engagement party, walked in and they said, before they got in, they said, thanks for coming to the engagement party. Like, they weren't in yet. They were the last two to come in. They walked in and said, we'd just like to welcome Mr. and Mrs. Walker. And a bit of a surprise for everyone. So it was a good way to do it, actually.
Yeah.
It was more of a party then from then on.
Let me tell you
this.
Still
had the medallion on.
Bill, you and I have known these two for how long? And they used to live together.
They did.
And it was idiot number one and idiot number two, and there was no separating them.
Dumb and dumber.
That's it.
Dumb and dumber.
So how the two of you have ended up latching onto magnificent girls and having normal lives.
And kids.
None of us can understand.
We learn off the best, used to.
You'd run into these half-wits, Raps, especially if, and it didn't happen often because Adelaide had a pretty good side in those days, but if they got knocked out early in the finals or some years didn't make them, the two of them would just make their way to Melbourne and all hell would break loose.
Take Damien Barrett's glasses one day and he couldn't see for 3 hours.
He's still scarred from that. He reckons young blokes come up and just take him there. He goes, hang on, this isn't a thing.
We're at the precinct. Damo's there and
that was
took his glasses.
Funny, yeah.
And for 3 hours. I had to walk him around. He kept bumping into poles. And
he had stage fright next to me. That's when I took him. I thought, oh, he's under a bit of pressure.
He sent me
in
the
urinal. Yeah.
And I had to get him out of the urinal with the lollies. I didn't tell Damien. So I take him back out to Damo.
Well, he said, the buffet.
Put him on. He goes, they're a bit wet. I said, no, oh, I just washed them. And I gave him one of the lollies and he loved it.
Hey, tell us about the Demons tomorrow. Your old mob, taking on Port Adelaide. How's that going to go?
Yeah, good. Really excited, the boys are. So, I don't think we mentioned it. I do 2 days a week down there at the footy club in a development role with Matty Egan. So, the boys are just excited, as every player is coming into round one, excited to get out there. Hopefully we get the chocolates this weekend, but Port Adelaide, boys, have been a pretty good side. They dropped away a bit last year, but we're expecting them to bring their best. A few debutants, new players.
They've got six new players, four first gamers, and then, of course, Ryan Burton playing with them, and Scott Lysette, the Premiership Ruckman, who nearly lost his grand final medal on the security bloke found.
Tell us about the sting of that prelim in Perth. Is it still present within the group?
Honestly, we haven't really touched. Obviously, a really disappointing finish to last year. But if you look at the season as a whole, where we'd come from, I think you give it a big tick. I mean, we basically achieved nothing because unless you achieve the ultimate, you haven't really achieved anything. But I mean, to first of all make the finals, which we were bloody close the year before, and haven't made it for a long time. To just make the finals wasn't going to be probably enough. We needed to win a big final, and there was no bigger final than Geelong. In our first one, big test.
Smashed them.
Lucky we didn't have to catch the train down to GM HBA AF Stadium.
Stadium, whatever the hell it's called.
Through Lara.
That's it.
32 minutes would have taken, you idiot.
That won't be built for 10 years, Bill.
Yeah, you had two really good finals wins.
Two really good finals. And to back it up against the Hawks the next week was really good. Obviously, really disappointing to finish the way we did. But, we'll be looking to go better again this year. But footy owes you nothing, doesn't it?
No, exactly.
No guarantees.
So. We're going to be there tomorrow. The Saturday afternoon team. Can't wait, MCG, for the Demons and Port Adelaide. Good to see you, Bernard. Look forward to seeing you regularly during the year.
Good to see you, boys. Thanks for having me.
See you, smack.
Bernard, one of our all-time favourites, Bill.
And might be in some trouble, Jim.
Good. That's all I say. If his beautiful wife Abby's heard about his behaviour, then that's good.
Good.
Slap him right around, I say, next time you see him.
Because Abby would have done the right thing.
Of course.
And phoned ahead saying he's coming. And
that's
then
it.
2 hours later, Byrne walks in.
So. Stupid Byrne after his ninth bloody grand final. No idea what he's doing.
Weekend at Bernie's.
That's it. Exactly right. Exactly right.
Now, Jimmy boy, speaking of good blokes.
Oh, yes.
Which... Tex Walker is. Bernie is. We had John Longmire on the phone yesterday because over summer it was interesting. He got in some trouble with his phone and technology and certainly the WhatsApp app.
Yes.
And I was somehow drawn into it because he's got a son called Billy, but he unfortunately put me on the app.
Yes.
And I was getting all these family conversations.
That's it.
Which I let go for a couple of days, by the way. And we had him in yesterday and we're talking about it and John had this to say.
I made a bit of a blue pill.
Guess what happened, Jim?
What happened?
He added me to his family WhatsApp chat.
Oh, no.
He thought he was adding his son, Billy, and he adds me.
So you're starting to get some inside information.
I'm getting some good inside information about the horse.
Oh, no.
The horse, when he was on a camel.
That's it.
The horse, when he kept saying, gee, it's bloody hot, Dale. Yeah.
And Shelley. And she was saying?
She was saying, John, ring me.
Ring me.
Like the first one was okay. You just see, John, ring me. And then you could just see it, John, ring me.
Oh, no.
Four times, I reckon.
That's it.
So finally I said, this is not Billy, your son. This is Billy Brown.
And by the way, ring your wife.
And that's exactly, Jim. So, hence, after all that.
Hence.
We thought, Jim, we'd put this out to the public, out to our listeners, out to our family. I didn't set one up. Well, I set one up this week, Jim.
No. We shouldn't actually do it, ever.
133353 is the number.
Yes, thank you.
When did your message... Jill! When did you message the wrong person? It's not that hard,
no.
Jim. It's not that hard. When did you message the wrong person?
Rabs, when we were coming out of that song, I knew this was going to be a train wreck.
Yeah.
He just wasn't ready.
No,
he hadn't done any preparation.
Well, Bernie was showing him attention.
He called, that's true.
Bernie was talking to me.
Called you a fool's head. the phone topic set up, and he had no idea what he's doing.
1-3-3-5-3. When did you message the wrong person?
Right, easy. That's it.
What are we giving away, please, Ramsey?
Tickets to the sold-out Meat Stock Festival, and also we got a double pass to tonight's game as well. So that's going to
nice.
Be good.
Mm. Oh, beautiful. Geelong and Collingwood.
Oh, big game.
1-3-3-5-3. Ring us if you have accidentally messaged the wrong person. When did you message the wrong person? Because Big Horsey Longmire had a WhatsApp group, a family WhatsApp group,
did, Jim.
And just added Bill into it somehow. So Bill was suddenly privy to stuff he should never have been seeing. 1-3-3-5-3. Jeff's on the line from Kensington to get us underway, Bill.
Jeffro?
G'day, boys. How you going?
What happened?
Yeah, I was overseas and missing the Dale and had a big night. And her name's Tracy and my boss's name's Tracy as well.
Right.
And so I texted Tracy and I said, I really miss you, honey. Can't wait to get home. Give you a big hug. And I get this text back going, hey, Jeff, I didn't know you felt that way about me. I'd sent it to my boss.
The boss.
Oh, no. Jeez.
I reckon he might have said a few other things in there too.
Might have, Bill. Yes. But Trace wasn't aware. Ben from Melton South. Hello, Benny.
G'day, mate. How you going?
What happened to you?
Benny.
I was sitting in the truck with the work mate there one day and having a bit of lunch, and he'd taken a real liking to me, and I wasn't really fond of this fella. And he decided it was a Friday night. He wanted to come over for a beer after work, and I couldn't come up with a good excuse for the life of me. So I messaged the missus, and he must have been on my mind because I sent in the text message instead. Oh. And he's been sitting there, and he's going, oh, good one, mate. And I was like, yeah. Bloody pisser, wasn't it?
You're both sitting in the truck and you've sent it to him.
Yeah. Oh. Short of it, yeah.
That's it. Bugger off.
Yeah, trying to come up with an excuse.
Tyler and Bendigo. Hello, Tyler.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Hey, T.
So this is a while ago. I just got an iPhone and I didn't know about the old iMessage.
Yes.
So I thought I was being a bit smart, texting a few girls.
Yep.
And that all joined into a group message, and they all found out that I was being a dodgy bastard.
Oh, how many did you have on the go, Ty?
Yeah, it was five.
Five?
Oh, hello?
Now, what did you say at the start?
Oh, I just said, hey, babe, what's up?
No.
Careful.
How did you know? No, what was the thing that got you in trouble?
So I was talking to multiple girls at once.
All five in the same message,
all
Bill.
All five in the same message.
Aware that each other were being messaged.
How hard
is it to understand?
Oh, that's okay. I thought there was something that flashes up when
Gary
that happens,
from Bacchus Marsh is next. Hello, Gaz.
Hello, guys.
Hey, Gaz. How are you?
Yeah,
how you going, Gaz?
Yeah, not too bad, mate.
You don't see it.
What happened, Gaz?
I do company maintenance and went out to this lady's house and got out there, and the place was the most filthy, disgusting place I've ever been to.
Yes.
And she had the worst breath. It was pretty much 3 days of roadkill or something.
Oh, no.
Breath of a camel.
Yep.
I came to Bennings in between the job.
What's he doing?
And messaged my wife, and I said, you wouldn't believe it. This place is the most filthiest. went through the whole thing, and worst breath, and blah, blah, blah. And got back from Bennings, and she wasn't too impressed. Let's put it that way.
You'd send it to her.
Yeah, send it to her.
Oh, fantastic.
Breath of a thousand camels.
Bill, we said, thanks for that, Gaz.
Yeah.
Remember we had to do that thing with a camel around here at Swanee's pub?
Yes.
And, Bill, how bad was the camel's breath?
The breath of a thousand
it's
camels.
It's true, isn't it? They got the worst breath ever. I didn't realise that was actually as bad as that.
They got big teeth and big tongue, and they don't clean their teeth, obviously.
Disgraceful, Bill.
You ever seen a camel sitting up cleaning his teeth, Jim?
No, but we've all been around horses, and their breath is nowhere near as bad as a camel's.
Mm.
Terrible, Bill. Mm. Frank in Frankston.
Yeah. Hello.
No. Where are you from, Frank?
Yeah, how you going? Yeah, look, this happened a long time ago, and funny enough, it happened twice, but two different people rang me.
Right.
From two different wives. And so I played along with them pretty quick-witted and pretty, you know, knew that they didn't know. So I pretended to be their husband, and I said, what are we doing tonight? What are we having? What are we wearing? You know, are we going to have sex? You know, all that kind of stuff. Yes, they had no idea. And I even said, look, I'm busy, darling. Yeah. Bring me back later. And I knew she was never going to ring me because I'm the wrong person. But it happened again.
Again, thought, Bill?
No.
Happened twice.
And same thing. You know, I just play along with it really quickly, bang, no idea.
Yeah.
Happened twice, Bill.
I don't believe it.
Frank, Rodney, Frank from Frankston. Rodney's in Werribee, Bill.
Rodney.
How you going, boys?
Hey, Rod.
What happened?
My missus wanted to go to the footy one day, and I had to work. So I said, oh, I'll fix this up, and I'll message the boss and tell him, you know, I've got gastro or something like that. So I sent him a text and let him know, and he said, yeah, no worries. So then I went to text the missus and said, oh, I just told the boss that I'm shitting through the eye of an eagle. Oh, yeah.
And the idiot
bought it. And when I'd sent it to her, I hadn't actually removed him from the receivables in the contacts. Yeah. So I sent it to her and to the boss.
How'd he go with that?
I was finished by the end of the week.
Well, they don't tend to take being called an idiot particularly well.
That's right. And lied to, Jim.
Well, that as well.
That's not good.
Finish up at the end of the week. Dean from Wallen. Hello, Dean.
Dino.
How you going, mate?
What happened to you?
So I had a video that was getting passed around on Facebook, and I had a guy who was making love to his wife.
Hello.
Oh.
And he had a cricket bat and a cricket helmet in hand.
Anyway, what'd you do with it, Dino?
It wasn't me. I had the video.
Yes.
It wasn't my video.
Yes.
But I actually sent it to my mother-in-law.
Oh, no. How'd she go with it?
She said, can you send it again? I didn't get
it. She wasn't real happy with it.
Wouldn't have been happy, Bill.
No. Jeez. Interesting. Well, you've seen that one, Jim?
I don't know what he's talking about. Bill, who wins, please? We've got tickets to tonight's game, by the way.
Oh, the Cats.
Cats.
I tell you what I did like, Rodney. Rodney from Werribee. He liked it because he said he had gastro and he sent it to the boss, and the boss said, mate, finish up this weekend. So well done, Rod. Who do you barrack for?
Oh, Gats, man, mate.
There you go.
Good work. Big game tonight.
Yeah, beautiful. I'll see how we go. I'm not offering the confidence, but we'll see how we go.
Shut up, Rod.
Hopefully
we're going
to
win.
Confident because you've got two tickets to go to the game, Rod.
And the bloke, they're yours.
Yep.
The bloke who was sitting in the truck with the guy who didn't want to go and have a beer with.
What was his name? Took a liking to me. Ben. Ben from Melton South.
How are you, boys?
Good on you, mate. You've won.
Ben, you got a couple of tickets to Meatstock Festival, mate. They're sold out. So it's Melbourne Showgrounds this weekend. Meatstock.com.au.
Matty, just
take your mate.
That 20 seconds ago when he tried to tell that bloke he'd won, can you just get that back for me, please?
He liked it.
No, I'll get Matty to get it ready.
Sitting in the truck.
We'll have an actual listen out of the news. How does that sound?
Oh, we need a spell, Jim. It's been a bloody tough hour. 50 minutes.
Well, we got an idiot file song to come up after three as well.
I think you finish up, Bill.
I've just had a little emails come through, Bill.
Oh.
I read it out to you.
I was going to tell you about the game.
Dear
Who's
Jim.
Who's it from?
Can you please replay Bill's attempt to explain what the bloke in the truck said? Because I still have no idea what he was trying to say. Go Swans, Boris.
Oh, Boris.
So, but here's for you, Boris.
Boris.
Have a listen.
Yeah.
The bloke who was sitting in the truck with the guy who didn't want to go and have a beer with.
He took a liking to me. Ben. A liking to me. He took a liking to him, Jim.
That's it, Bill.
That's all you have to say.
Well, why didn't you say?
Why do you add extra words?
I don't know.
Or letters even. You're flogged. Is that all from Boris?
That's all, Boris. I think we've got a live read that came a bit before you had a chat to the man in the truck.
Yes, we do. Yeah.
Aussie Disposals.
It is.
Aussie Disposals. And of great interest to me, and I suspect Boris, is how the leather man, which of course is the thing people clip onto their belt that you can do 1,000 things with, how Bill explains the naming of it.
So while you're there checking all that out, and maybe your next Leatherman multi-tool or cooler.
So it reminded us of a superhero Bill mentioned not too long ago.
Superman.
That's it.
Superman even.
Superman. Leatherman. Any other mans? One more?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
No. Have a listen to this Weatherman.
Weatherman,
no, Boris
Superman,
be...
and Leatherman.
How's Boris going? Now, Jim, I want to talk about tonight's big game.
Well done, Matty, by the way.
Yeah, well done, Matty. Very
good. Speaking of Matty, we got something coming up soon.
Turn around.
An idiot song.
The Geelong New Look Forward line. Yes, I'm looking forward to tonight. You know, Geelong have got
Sava Radigalia.
Yes, of course, up there. But you're going to also have Rowan, and you'll have Dalhouse, and you'll have Ablett, and you'll have Atkins.
Right.
So very new forward line. Mm-hmm. 6 new players the Cats have got.
Right.
4 local boys, which is good. Dalhouse, of course, coming back. Tommy Atkins is a really good story. Local boy. He's been in the VFL for about 4 or 5 years. Gary Rowan, welcome back. Jordan Clark. Charlie Constable. Good to see him playing, Jim.
Yes.
And Brian Myers. Brian Myers. Played all VFL last year. Kicked 7.
Brian Myers.
Yeah, I don't know if the parents wanted Brian or Gary, and they went with Brian. Brian Myers.
We were both at the ground when he kicked 7 in the TAC Cup final.
In the final. Grand final.
Sandy Dragons.
It was. Collingwood have got a couple of new. Dane Beams comes back, of course. And Jordan Roughhead, who's been very, very good. So looking forward to that. But just have a look at some of the other teams, Jim. Mm-hmm. Port Adelaide. 6 new players at the club. Of course, some first gamers, Zach Butters and Dersma and Drew and Rosie. But Ryan Burton, as I said, and Scott Lysette, he's back there too.
Nice.
Gold Coast Suns have got 8 new players playing this year. Of course, all their pickups there. Good to see how Ben King goes. Also, Lukosius.
Mm-hmm.
Be looking forward to have a look at him. George Orland-Smith, Jordan Murdoch. And North Melbourne have got 6 new players, Jim.
Well, they must be. There's only one first gamer, though, isn't there, in Bailey Scott?
No. Taron Thomas has been named.
Thomas. I'm not as sure he'll play. Right, but Bailey Scott definitely played.
Well, Jasper Pittard, Pollock, Hall. Bartley Scott, of course, Dom Tyson and Thomas. Yeah, so there's a lot of boys playing for different clubs or first games this week.
And good luck to them all in their new journey. Now, the TAC Cup final, Rabs, that was when Oscar Brownless was playing. Of course, Geelong Falcons playing against Sandy Dragons. Yeah. My nephew was playing.
He was.
Andy Brayshaw, so I'm watching away. And I saw Fat in the crowd. It was about 2 blocks down from me. I saw his stupid fat head. So I'm sitting there and I go, right, I'm going to ring him. Anyway, I ring. He has a look at his phone. Hits delete, puts his phone back down again because he had no idea I could see him and he screened me.
You know what I did? I said, oh, not this vlog.
That's exactly what he said. And I could see him as he was doing it.
Well, it was during the game, Jim.
Well, so what?
And it was a tight game.
I know it was.
That's when the young bloke took the mark 12 metres out.
That's it, slight angle.
Sandy went berserk in the coach's box. The players all went berserk and he missed and kicked the point.
He nearly kicked it out in the full.
I know.
That's how far he missed by.
I know. He actually went to Sydney, that boy.
Did he?
No, and then the Falcons got up.
Yes.
Oh, did we get on the froffies then?
Anyway, I laughed.
Yeah, sorry.
I said, have a look at Fat.
I did that the Narrow the other day. I could see him right next to me in the, not in the car, well, just in a shop. So I rang him, Jim.
And he just ignored
me. And I'm virtually 1 metre away between the window, and he looked at it and then just put it down again.
All right. Next, a very funny young man, Sam Taunton, is going to join us in studio.
Taunts.
And Sam Taunton in the studio.
With his show Straight from the Shoulder, part of Melbourne's International Comedy Festival. That's coming up shortly. What are we, the 22nd now? It starts on the 28th. Welcome, Sam.
Hello, boys. Thank you for having me. Real treat to be here.
You, of course, nominated Best Comedy at the Perth Fringe and Best Newcomer Melbourne Fringe last year. So Melbourne Comedy Festival last year.
Yeah, I like how you said, of course. Like everyone out there listening right now will be like, of course. Oh, yeah, he's nominated for those awards.
You say something with enough conviction, Sam, everyone believes it. But yours is an amazing story. Because you're a former state golfer
who's moved
into comedy. Now, I have played with a lot of golfers over the journey and not many of them are overly funny.
No.
Yeah, right. You haven't seen my golf game, JB.
Well, you were very good.
Now it's terrific. I had no other option but to try to make it.
You don't play for your state as an amateur unless you can play. So how did you transition from golf into this?
Well, if you I remember I was playing pennant golf when I was about 18 or 19, New Brighton Golf Club, and I was losing so badly. I'm sure you boys understand the match play format. If you don't and you're listening at home, you play by holes, not strokes. I lost 9-8.
9-8? You were done at the turn.
I should have just said, I should have just gone in for a sandwich after 9-8. It was horrific, right? And then I was like, something needs to change. And then I just started doing comedy after that. That was it. One bad golf experience. That's how bad it was.
Did you always know it was in you or?
The first time I was ever funny, I was at a state golf camp when I was growing up and I told a story about when I was It was a public speaking forum, and they were oh, come on, everyone tell a story. And I went up and told a story about losing the C-grade club championship at Nara Golf Club, leading by 8 with 4 to play and making 16 on the 15th. Real tin cup style. I hit it out of bounds like 5 or 6 times and kept going for it, trying to hit it over this road. And I got big laughs, big laughs. And I thought, this is actually easier than, you know, chasing a little golf ball around.
And Straight From The Shoulder, that's named after your old man who was a country and western singer.
This is true. My dad, and he kind of hid it from us kids a bit growing up. But
fair enough.
he was a country music musician, and he won 2 golden guitars at Tamworth Country Music Festival. And he had an album called Straight From The Shoulder in 1988. And as you mentioned at the top there, JB, I've been nominated for a lot of comedy awards, right? But I've never sealed the deal, never won a big one. Right. So I was like, this year for the show, I was like, this is a year I win an award. Yeah. I don't know what it's going to be. I'm going to win an award. And I was like, what do I know about critically acclaimed art? I was like, bang, my dad's 1988 country music album. So I've named it after that. I show some stuff, play a bit of a song from the album. Okay. He had an incredible mullet. It was a sign of the times. But yeah, it's good stuff.
Oh, that's fantastic. By the way, the show, we go to the Melbourne Town Hall.
8:15 in the Regent Room.
Beautiful corner of Swanston, Collins Street. Get finding out about Sam. So people that do, what do they see? When you get in there, is it an improv-y sort of thing? Do you just roll?
Absolutely not. What? I refuse to do any improv.
Right.
No, I will chat to the audience. The show is kind of a bunch. It's stand-up comedy. It's a straight stand-up comedy. Yep. But it's like a bunch of stories and it all kind of ties together at the end and then everyone will go home saying that was the best night of their life.
And you sing too, do you?
Absolutely not.
I thought you did after the old man. You should pull out the guitar.
I can play guitar, but I'm pretty bad at it all. The only thing I can do is kind of keep people entertained just by talking to them.
All right. What about the footy story you've got, have you? What was this about?
This is why I do comedy, right? Is that it's hard, but it's more rewarding, right? Once I was at the footy in Sydney, I was at ANZ when the Swans were obsessed with playing games out ANZ Stadium. And we might have been playing North, JP, but maybe it was Collingwood. But ANZ at that time were obsessed
with... It was Collingwood.
Been Collingwood. They were obsessed with having a band at the halftime. We had no idea. Right. Anyway, Train, I don't know if you know the US band, Drops of Jupiter.
I think we run that around Rabs, don't we?
Every now and then with a new format.
Big on the Triple M playlist, I reckon. So they come out, open with Drops of Jupiter. Everyone's like, how good's this? Yeah. Their best song. This is incredible. Then they say, we're going to play another one. And then they play their new single, Hey Soul Sister. The crowd's like, whatever. Yes. Not as good as Drops of Jupiter, but not many things can be. You know. And then they go, we've got one more. And then like a hush comes over the crowd. Everyone's like, what could they possibly play? Right? What else do they have in their back catalogue? Bang, they just dropped Drops of Jupiter.
Again.
Did it.
Played it twice in 3 songs.
2 in 3 songs. Everyone, and I thought everyone would be like, what is going on? Everyone lost their minds. Even better than the first time.
That is unbelievable.
So that's why music is better, because everyone was happier when they... If I did a stand-up set and closed on my opening joke, people would not laugh.
You'd get throwing stuff at
them. They'll throw a chair at me, for sure. So, that's my favourite footy story.
I reckon that's fantastic.
A cricket story too. Mike Whitney. Big Roy.
Oh, to say I know Mike Whitney is not real at all. But he's... I was working on a cricket show on Fox Sports. I don't know if I should say the brand name, over summer. Mm. And I was writing on it. We got a lot of tickets to the cricket. And I was at the cricket one day and I was sitting next to Mike Whitney. And by the way, I only really know Mike Whitney as host of the greatest television show to ever air, Who Dares Win. Incredible, right? It was the best show. Yep. He'd go around. He didn't have much cash on him. And I don't know if times were tough in the Whitney household. But he would just go up to people and ask them to do ridiculous things for tiny amounts of money, right? And, you know, it'd be like a woman doing a grocery shopping and be like, hey, I've got a crocodile in the car. Do you want to wrestle that crocodile for $13?
Yeah, that's it.
And every time, the woman would be like, absolutely, I'd love to do it. Why would I not want to wrestle the crocodile? But I was chatting to him about it, and he said to me, he goes, do you want the orange jumpsuit I used to wear during stunts?
Ooh.
And I was like, you have that on you?
That's what we're at the cricket?
We're at the cricket. What do you mean? He's like, he said, I never leave home without it. I thought it was a joke, but I got all these details. Bang, 2 weeks later, in the mail, out the front of my door, jumpsuit from Who Dares Win.
And you still got it on.
Hey, get along, by the way. Whoa. Straight From The Shoulder. Starts the 28th of March through to the 21st of April. So no Mondays, by the way.
No Mondays.
Our man has his Mondays off.
Absolutely.
Melbourne Town Hall, Regent Room. Just get on to comedy.com.au for your booking. Sam, great meeting you, mate. Good luck with everything.
Thanks for having me, boys. Appreciate it.
Sammy.
So the idiot file, it'll only be a minute before we put our first one out for 2019 because Bill's in career worst.
Career best, Jim.
But what Matty does in the booth, not only does he do a superb job, job of putting them together when we get an idiot file, but because you do it so often and there's so many cock-ups, he's decided to expand the franchise, ooh, which I love.
Yeah.
He's going down idiot song path. We had a couple last year which we loved. This one's to Gloria Gaynor's very famous smash, I Will Survive.
I woke up last night to find the ghost of Gloria Gaynor at the foot of my bed. At first, I was petrified. And then, Jim, I was afraid. Actually, I was afraid.
Oh, were you?
And then I was petrified. You're back, Bill.
Hello, Jim.
Superman. Weatherman. So I want your best teeth in, please. Phenomenon. Worcestershire. Deflammation.
Infectious.
Arc of the Trump. Champs Elysees.
Ever wonder if you're in the right business, Bill?
I will survive.
Bill.
What?
What happened to you?
When? Just today? Yesterday? Like, the day before?
Were you dropped as a kid or something? Well, did something happen like that?
I was born in Urana, a little country town. I don't know, Jim. I was dyslexic.
Well, you were.
And what is it when you're yellow?
Jaundice.
And come out a bit early too.
Did
so
you?
Yeah.
So you had a few battles early.
Had a few battles. Got over them.
Did you?
Yeah. Got over me battle with my weight issues. And now look at me.
No.
A fine, fine specimen,
my
Jim.
Goodness.
A fine specimen.
Friday brag artist next.
Next.
Friday brag artist time.
Good time, Jim.
And I'm Brucey Laird,
yes,
who I actually ran into, can you believe that, in the Myer Centre in Melbourne. Going up the escalator and there's Stumpy Laird.
And what does he look like?
I said, he's a tiny little bloke with glasses. I said, Stump, what the hell are you doing?
What is he doing?
He said,
there?
We've just come from Sydney. We're going through to Adelaide and the Great Ocean Road. His wife Laurie was there. So the early opener, on behalf of him, I am opening the batting.
She's Laurie Laird.
Laurie Laird, Lorraine, yep, beautiful lady. Now, I could say, you know, if I'm doing a Friday brag artist.
Yeah, which are.
I could say, you know, hosted and called the juggernaut that was Seven Cricket to 82%. But I won't.
No.
I won't, Bill.
Because you're a
I won't go with that one.
Yeah, but you
I could have, but I won't.
Yeah, righto. What are you going with then?
I bought a flat pack.
A flat pack.
Thing that you put your shoes in.
Yes.
Three level.
Yep.
So underneath where you hang your clothes, you stick it in there. Bamboo. And you put your shoes down three levels.
Yes, and?
And put it together myself. I reckon it was done in 14 minutes. Bang!
You're no. Unbelievable. Jim.
Bill, done and done.
Normally there's a couple of screws missing.
Nightmare. But this one, I had my Allen key, had it done in 14 minutes.
Mm.
So there's my Friday brag artist.
I remember I made one with in the back in the good days with the Dahl, one of those cabinets.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you do... divorce quickly.
Oh, really?
When you do it, make it with your Dale. Crikey.
Listen to you.
I had this screwdriver.
Oh, yeah.
They're hard work, those things. No, I know. Together. So that's well done.
Well done.
All right, you? Tim. Yes. Well, last night it was because, again, there's a lot of things over the summer that I've done that I just don't want to talk about too much. But my brag artist is last night.
Yes.
I went back to Geelong to the Cremorne just to tick it over.
Yep.
And there was a young kid down in the bottom bar where we had our great show there.
Yes.
And I went down and celebrated his birthday. And we all got together with his aunties and his uncles and sang happy birthday to this six-year-old.
You're so unbelievable.
Well, that's interesting, Bill.
He had no idea who it was, Jim.
Because we've received some social media correspondence from Blair Finlay, who has with a photo of you with a plate of cake in your hand.
That's it.
And he goes, Fat just snuck in and borrowed a bit of my nephew's birthday cake at the Cremorne. Hold five fingers brownless.
Let me tell you, I didn't borrow it. I ate it. I saw the lady, the mum, she walked down with this beautiful cake, Jim.
Mm.
I thought, where's that going? So I was like...
you went and had some.
What's the cat that eats lasagna? Garfield. I was like, Garfield, Jim. And I just followed this cake down to the restaurant.
Oh.
And we sang happy birthday and had some of the cake. So happy birthday to
I actually didn't get his name.
No,
but he's a
just
nice
stole
fella.
His cake. We'll That's with, all you did.
We'll go with a little Jono.
I'm so. Fully expecting. Jono. I'm fully expecting Rabs any minute for Fitzy, our boss, to just walk in here and go, listen, you're done, you lot. I'm not having this level of broadcasting go to air for another minute.
I don't think he's in the state.
Isn't he? Well, that's good for you. 133353, get online. Friday, brag artist, you know how this works. Whatever you've done in the off-season that's been amazing, ring us and tell us Friday, brag artist.
133353, win yourself some Nina of Pasadena as well.
Friday brag artist, let's go. Frankie's in Traralgon. Hello, Frank.
You there, Bill?
Yes, Frank. Lovely to speak to you. What's your brag
Bill,
artist?
Yeah, bloody, hey, bloody Omega!
Yes, go on, Frank. What is it?
Frank.
I tell you what, that bloke I just yelled out to, he took friggin' 9 for one day. And I'm, geez,
what's your brag
drink.
Artist, Frankie?
Come on, Frank.
Hey, Billy, you there?
Frank,
Billy.
Frank.
Billy.
You there?
Yeah, mate. Billy, is that you?
Come on, Frank.
Yep. Hey, I made a bloody return to cricket this year. I'm 40 years old. I made a bloody return after 10 years, and I won the bloody bowling average.
Oh.
Nice.
What about that?
That's good. Stay on the line.
Well done, Frank.
Pete's out there, Bill.
Yes, Pete in Narre Warren, Jim. Pete.
Hey, gents. How are we doing today?
Good, Peter.
What happened, mate?
Well, I am the ripe old age of 42.
Yes.
On the 1st of March, I had the second wedding anniversary with my wife, who is a lovely 25-year-old woman.
Yes.
And 4 weeks ago, we had our birth of our first son.
Ah.
Pete, yes.
Go. You're unbelievable. Bang.
Nice one,
Pete.
Pete,
42. The Dale's 25. Just
he's
had a little.
Running on top of the ground.
He is. Good on you, Peter. Cos in Hillside.
Yeah, how you going, guys?
Good, mate. Cos.
I was at a shopping for beds with a wife.
Yeah. Yep.
And a little old Asian lady just come up to me out of the blue and said, is that your van at the front? I said, yeah. And she asked me to deliver her mattress, which was different free, otherwise she would have to wait a couple of days.
Oh.
Nice.
So come up. Good on you.
That's the way.
A Cos had a van and he delivered the lady's mattress to her house.
Beautiful.
Well
done, Cos.
Well done, Cos.
Nice. Dale, Yarra Junction. Hello, Dale.
Hey, boys. How are you?
Friday brag artist.
Yes, Dale.
Yep. Hand on the day for my floor. Supervisor for a plastering company.
Yep. Yeah.
And I just thought I'd let the boys finish off. Got a cracky match to play.
Oh, so you what? You're leaving early?
Yep. Just sneak out the back. Let the Asian plasterers finish off for me.
Perfect, mate.
Practice. Oh, yeah, good on you.
To play a cracky match.
Yeah. Have a kick.
What are you doing, Rabs?
Oh, what's going on with this?
What
computer?
The hell?
Well done, Dale.
You're unbelievable.
Someone's playing around with this computer.
Come on, Rabs.
On.
You're the only one there.
Clinton's on the line. Clinton.
Clinton.
Please welcome back.
Hey, Clint.
Over the holidays, I decided to try my hand at building something, so I built my own bass guitar.
Hey!
Oh, that's...
Love that.
You're unbelievable.
Hey, Rabs, what are you doing?
How do you build a guitar?
Good question.
Very complexly. I'm like, really there?
Say it again, Clint. How do you build a guitar?
Very hard. Very,
very hard very to hard. Do. Right,
very hard to do.
It's a good
nice
effort.
Stay there. Chris in Geelong. Hello, Chrissy. Ooh,
Chrissy.
What's happening, boys?
You on the fast train yet?
Mate, no. Not yet, mate. I'll be up the Cremorne later. How's that sound?
Yeah, get down there. Happy hour today.
Brag artist.
That's the spirit. Listen, mate, playing cricket last Saturday, mate, against Torquay. You know, they're coming second in the comp. You know, we're not.
Yep.
Anyway, the game's in the balance, mate. They're six for.
Oh, no.
The great man, Gary Ablett's coming out the bat. So I just said, listen, mate, it's time to give the strike weapon the ball.
Oh, no.
So out I came, mate. Bowled a sort of nice sort of first three or four balls, mate, just to line him up. Yep. Last ball of the over, mate, off stump, out of the ground.
Castle!
Bang!
Get in the send-off.
Well done, Boney. I did hear that at the Cremorne during the week, but I didn't believe it.
It was a magical moment.
Righto. He's Ian in Langwarrin.
He's a local.
Finish us up. Hello, Ian.
Ian.
G'day, Bill. How you going, mate?
Good, Ian. And say g'day to James.
Oh, hello, James.
You better say it in a more excited fashion, otherwise we might just hang up on you, Ian.
No, you're
what's
right.
Your brag artist, please?
Last weekend, I rode to the Melbourne completely naked as part of the World Naked Bike Ride.
Oh, crikey.
Didn't even know that happened.
How many did you have on the ride?
There's about 150-odd.
Male and female, I'm assuming?
Male and female, of course.
Wow.
Naked? I didn't know. And no dramas? No trouble?
No trouble. I have my big cat's tattoo sticking out. Everybody can see that. So
didn't bend over at some stage. And they tried to park
their
bike.
No, thanks. All right. So who are you giving a prize to as we leave? Nina and Pasadena.
Oh, Jimmy, there's some good ones there.
Great. Yeah, if you bowl Gary Ablett Sr. out, knock his off stump over, you got to get something for that.
Well, what do we got for Boney down there? Chris down at Geelong?
Yeah, we've got some Nina and Pasadena for
him. Nina and Pasadena, Bill.
Neverlandstore.com.au.
Got any other stuff?
Are you listening to anything anyone says?
No.
Triple M footy tonight from 6, by the way. Howie and the Big Duke will call it magnificently. Chris Judd, Nath Brown getting involved. Damien Barrett, Tom Brown, Ash Chua, Doc Rowan White. Oh, it's a big lineup.
Big
lineup for Geelong and Collingwood.
No doubt about that. The Cats, of course, got 6 new players in there, 4 local boys. And Dane Beams, Jordan Roughhead comes in for Collingwood. Gee, they got a good mid. We spoke about that with our man during the week. They got 8 to 10 very good midfielders. Brady Grundy's a star. Besson Ferris last year, All-Australian. Mason Cox, of course,
tell you what they do, goals. Bill, at Collingwood, and that is they kick the ball beautifully.
They do.
They have got a very good team by foot.
Mm-hmm.
That's my concern for you tonight. If she opens up a little bit fat, they might just slice you up.
Well, they could, but who would know, Jim? Darcy Moore, good to see him back, by the way.
Yeah, nice to see him.
Been very injury-plagued, and he is back. Good to see him. Beamsy, Collingwood
Beamsy
jumper again.
Collingwood, I know. That'll be interesting to see where
and
he plays
Elliot.
As much as anything else. Jamie Elliott
is
a star.
He is.
We're looking forward to it. It's going to be a ripper game tonight, and, of course, the Saturday rub tomorrow. Make sure you're listening, because Brian, we need to know what's going on with the Roma.
Is he warm, Brian?
Don't know where he's at. We don't know where he's at. We're getting to him midday tomorrow. All right, Bill, something humorous?
Yep.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
All jokes aside, if you're digging for a living, you won't dig up a better Kubota construction dealer than supergroups.com.au.
Jimmy boy, something that we can relate to here.
Yep.
A husband and wife were in marriage counselling.
Yes.
The counsellor looked at them both and said, "It is essential husbands and wives know the things that are most important to each other, Jim."
Yes.
Which is very important, of course. He addressed the husband. "Can you describe your wife's favourite flower?" The husband leaned over, touched his wife's arm gently and said, "It's self-raising, isn't it?"
Oh, no.
Oh,
no. Just a real Friday flattener. Just a real ordinary one.
You're expecting Rose or Piccadilly or something like that.
Piccadilly.
It's the old self-raising.
Self-raising.
Piccadilly's a train station in London.
And also a flower, if you know your flowers. You just worry about pressing the right buttons.
Let's just finish. Coffee. Look at Mick Malloy. He's about to start. He's got to pick the whole station back up again.
What's wrong with him and his beard? That stupid beard. I'm going to shave that off. His bum or his face.
Real poxy joke.
Good joke to finish with. 5 good ones today, this week, Bill.
Not
You're
one.
Back.
You think Kubota will be happy?
Good to have you back. Kubota, they've signed on for 5 years.
I don't think they have.
I don't think they have. I am the king of the divan. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. M's Rush Hour Catch Up Podcast. The whole show, everything sport. It's all here. Want it all? Have it all. On Foxtel. Call Foxtel on 131 787 or search Foxtel.